If God is the Father of all comfort, why do so many of us still feel alone in our pain? What if the same word that convicts us also revives your heart and steadies your steps? In this short devotion, we'll discover how God uses His scripture to comfort you in every affliction so you can turn around and comfort others. Let God's mercy move from the page into your story today. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. Hey, we are in our series, Strength for Unity. And if you're enjoying this series, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. Also, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. If you're considering becoming a monthly donor, I want to encourage you, we have one goal, and that is to change your hearts so that we change the public square. If we walk into the public square as changed individuals by the word of God, we are going to have a difference in how we lead, in how we manage, in how we interact with each other. And so your monthly donation helps us accomplish that goal. In fact, I have a little story. We were at an event this last week, and we were asking thousands of guys to pray for Bob Ferguson, for his salvation, for him to know Jesus. And one guy said something along the lines of, that God would smite him. And the guy later on, he wrote back and he said, you know, that was not appropriate. The Holy Spirit convicted me later on. And I just need to ask for your forgiveness. And of course I forgave him. It wasn't even like I even thought twice about it when he said it. I do know this, that unless we change our hearts, we can't change anything. We've got to love those who have different ideas than ours, maybe even some we might consider our enemy. And we need to speak truth, and we need to do it in a very clear way. All right, so today is comfort in the story. The same scripture that calls us to endurance also calls us in our weaknesses to be comforted by God. So where do I most need God's comfort from His word right now? Let's look at Romans chapter 15, verses 1 through 4. Now, we who are strong ought to bear the weaknesses of those without strength and not just please ourselves. Can you say a big amen to that? Each of us is to please his neighbor for his good, to his edification or building up. For even Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me. Okay, here's our verse. For whatever was written in earlier times was written for our instruction, so that through perseverance and the encouragement of the scripture, we might have hope. So we have instruction, perseverance, and now we're going to talk about encouragement of the scripture. Have you ever thought about the Old Testament being a set of scriptures that encourages you? I think most of us, when we think of the Old Testament, we simply think of God's judgments coming on different people groups, either the Israelites or people who attacked Israel, that kind of thing. And we forget that there really is a lot of encouragement that can be found in the Old Testament. Let me show you what I mean. If we go to Psalm 119, let's see if we can't get there. Verse 49 says, remember the word to your servant in which you have made me hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, that your word has revived me. See, this is the Old Testament. And the viewpoint was that God's word would revive us. It could be through the story portions. It could be through Psalm or a proverb. It's something that is reviving us. For your word has revived me. The arrogant utterly deride me, yet I do not turn aside from your law. God's law is so good. It reminds us of holiness. I have remembered your ordinances from of old, O Lord, and comfort myself. Remembering God's old commandments and allowing it to comfort us. Burning indignation has seized me because of the wicked who forsake your law. Your statutes are my songs in my house of my pilgrimage. O Lord, I remember your name in the night and keep your law. This has become mine, that I observe your precepts. I love that. Love the very fact that the Word of God, both Old and New Testament, can be a source of comfort. A source of comfort. Let's keep going. The Lord is my portion. I have promised to keep your words. Do you promise to keep the Word of God? I sought your favor with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to your word. I considered my ways and turned my feet to your testimonies. I hastened and did not delay to keep your commandments. The cords of the wicked have encircled me, but I have not forgotten your law. At midnight, I shall rise to give thanks to you because of your righteous ordinances. I am a companion of all those who fear you and of those who keep your precepts. The earth is full of your loving kindness, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. So God loves his word, and his word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. All right, let's go over to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. It says, verse 2, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies. So in the Old Testament, we should find the character of God that says that God is a God of mercy, a God of all comfort. You're like, man, I just don't picture the Father that way. He is a comforting God who comforts us in all our affliction. He comes in to every ounce of affliction that we're going to go through today, and God begins to comfort us so that we will be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. Now think through that for a moment. So he's saying to us very clearly, he says, hey, I'm going to comfort you so that you can comfort others. Isn't that beautiful? God wants us to take the same comfort that we have, that we may comfort those in affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. So you take what you get from God and you give that to others. What if you did that today? What if you simply took whatever God gave you through his word, either Old or New Testament, and you allowed that to comfort others around you? For just as the sufferings of Christ are ours in abundance, so also our comfort is abundant through Christ. You have abundant comfort for Christ. But if we are afflicted, it is for your comfort and salvation. Or if we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which is effective in the patient enduring of the same sufferings, which we will also suffer. And our hope for you is firmly grounded, knowing that as you are sharers of the sufferings, so also you are sharers of the comfort. Wow. The God or the Father of all comforts. Here's some questions for you. What recent passage has reminded you that God sees and cares about your pain? How could you use that scripture to comfort another believer this week? And which promise of God do you need to write down and revisit daily? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. God, would you comfort us? You are the God of all comfort. Would you comfort us with your word, with the power of your Holy Spirit, God? Would you go before us in all things, God? God, we say that we are yours. And your word is a lamp to our feet. God, you are guiding us and directing us. Help us to comfort those that we come in contact with that are afflicted right now, whether they're emotionally or spiritually afflicted. Help us to speak truth and love to them. God, give us the words of wisdom to walk in the things of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Now go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one-click press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.